A couple of weeks ago, I was on a bus from Ramat Beit Shemesh to Yerushalayim. If any of you have ever been to Ramat Beit Shemesh, you know the beautiful thing about it, it's only 45 minutes from Eretz Yisrael. It was jam-packed, standing room only. The trip takes over an hour in the morning. And a man in his 60s got on the bus, wasn't from, and there was nowhere for him to sit. I saw many people jump up to offer him their seat. He refused. One Gera Chosid got up and insisted, "I'm not sitting, you sit." For 5 minutes they battled about it, until finally the older man said to him that, "If I get tired, I'll ask you, but right now I'm not going to sit there." And he had no choice. The Gera Chosid sat down. I watched it. It was a beautiful Kiddush Hashem. Had a warm, fuzzy feeling. But I knew at that time, I'm never going to say it in a drosha. This is Klal Yisrael. This is normal. There's nothing to say in a speech about it. But last week, I saw an article about a man from Pennsylvania, Jason Kunzelman. He was on a plane. He saw Kelsey Zwick sitting at the back of the plane, holding her young daughter. She was attached to an oxygen machine. Jason felt sorry for her. He offered to give her his first-class seat. This story made national news, maybe even international news. What he did is definitely commendable. But is that really newsworthy? Is that something so unusual? Baruch Hashem in Klal Yisrael, things like that are everyday occurrences. Baruch Hashem was zoicha to possess this trait from Avraham Avinu of doing chesed. But in the secular world, this was an incredible newsworthy event. A couple of weeks ago, Rabbi Yitzchak Hissiger wrote a story in Yated about Rav Plutchek, the Rosh Yeshiva of Derech Chaim. He was reading the Ksuba at a chasna, and all of a sudden, in the middle, he stopped. Everybody wondered, why did he stop? Was there perhaps a mistake in the Ksuba? And then he took out of his pocket a few tissues and gave them to the kallah. The kallah was crying. And he wrote, beautiful, the sensitivity of this Rosh Yeshiva. This week, there was a letter in Yated. It was in the Reader's Right section. It was titled, "Issue Out of a Tissue." I think that we are in bad shape when handing someone a tissue when they need it is a newsworthy event. In other words, he felt the same way that I felt about this man who gave up his first-class seat on the plane. But I would like to defend Rabbi Hissiger. I read his stories. His stories are phenomenal stories. The mile of his stories are, they're short and to the point. Even today, I'm going to mention one of his stories. Why is it a newsworthy story that he gave some tissues? So let me explain with another story. There was a worker at a boat rental company. And it was at the end of the day, he was calling in the boats. He noticed one boat in the middle of the lake wasn't come in. He was ignoring his announcement. So he called out, "Boat 99, come in, boat 99, come in." No response. He kept calling out again, "Come in, come in." Still no response. One of the workers said to him, "What are you calling boat 99? We only have 80 boats. He looked out again and said, "Oh no, boat 66, are you okay?" Sometimes people see other people in distress. They don't even notice it. They don't realize. Rav Plutchek at that time was in the middle of reading a Ksuba. It's written in Aramaic. It's written without nekudas. It's not Ashrei. You don't know it bal peh. You need to concentrate to read it correctly. The letter writer had obviously never read a Ksuba. The fact in the middle of reading a Ksuba, he was able to notice that the color was crying, demonstrates a special sensitivity and caring for others. We learn our chesed from Avraham Avinu. He was the pillar of chesed. And the Torah describes in great detail the event of when the Malachim came to visit him. That is a newsworthy story. He was 99 years old. There were strangers, Arabs on the street. It was right after the Bris Milah. That's a story. In this week's parasha, we find a newsworthy story of chesed. Shifra and Pua, they risked their lives to save but Jewish baby boys. The Torah doesn't tell us stories of giving up seats on buses and planes. The Torah teaches us how far one yid has to go for another. So let me share with you a more recent story of what real Mesiras Nefesh is. Rebbetzin Hindel Brim, the wife of the great Tzaddik Reb Chaim Brim, he was Nifta in 2002. They were young, and she was seriously ill. The doctors couldn't do anything for her, and her situation was worsening every day. Rav Chaim went to the Zvila Rebbe, Rav Gedalia Moshe for a bracha. Rav Chaim said, she's the mother of young children. They need her. They need their mother. Please do something for her. The Rebbe thought about it, and then the Rebbe said to him, what you need to do is, you need to get 50 people who are willing to sacrifice 1 year of their life for her, and then she'll be saved. They were wondering, how do you get people to give up a year of their life? He wasn't a Gadol B'Yisrael. They were a young married couple. So, with determination and great siyata d'shmaya, they managed to get 50 people to sign a shtar that stated clearly they're giving up 1 year of their life for her. He came back to the Rebbe with a shtar. The Rebbe scanned the 50 names, and he said, Baruch Hashem, the tefillahs have been accepted. The Rebbetzin will live another 50 years, and those who pledged a year will not lose a year of their life. What was needed to save her life was a demonstration of Mesiras Nefesh by these people, willing up to give up their life for another yid. Rebbetzin Brim lived exactly 50 years to the day, and the Brim family has in its possession that shtar with the 50 names signed on it. That is a newsworthy story. What do we have to take from it? We have to realize it, how we are zeicher to live in Klal Yisrael, the chesed that's demonstrated in Klal Yisrael, both on a communal level, the organizations you have, be it Tomchei Shabbos, Hatzolah, Chaverim, Chai Lifeline, Mizaskim, Bonei Olam, RCCS, you could go on forever and ever with those names. It's amazing how many organizations. And then there's the chesed done on individual level in Klal Yisrael. How fortunate we are. We have to feel Ashreinu, Ma Tov Chalkeinu, and then we have to see what we can do to follow in the footsteps of Avraham Avinu.